Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Limits, I intentionally didn't look this up so that you could surprise me. Why don't you give us one more from our six-pack and tell us what John Heyman is reporting?
I appreciate that.
If you wouldn't mind,
yeah,
please.
Andy Lindberg ran in here in a rush to make sure that we saw this.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
John Heyman of the New York Post, pirate source, Paul Skeens is not getting traded. The source saying to Heyman, quote, no chance, no way, no how. Is the way Heyman heard it. While there's a bit of logic to such a scenario, Heyman says superstars just aren't traded by anyone with 1 year of service, and the Pirates remain determined to build around Skeens.
Okay, so that gets us to our friend and yours, Andrew Filippone, who misconstrued what I said the other day on the air when I said this, that there's no chance that the Pirates, of their own volition, would trade this guy. But as we said that day, and as Pony said later, everything changes if Skeens says, I want to be traded.
Right.
Then you don't, then the whole equation is thrown off here, correct?
Correct. And you would also lose a ton of leverage if Skeens wants out, because then he's an unhappy employee, and you know that opposing teams can think that they can try to get less for him.
We want volunteers, not hostages.
Entirely.
I don't know if you'd hear that from old Ben Charrington. But, I mean, that's the point here. Of course, the Pirates aren't going to trade Paul Skeens of their own volition. Obviously, they're not.
Especially because they're paying him nothing right now.
But, and it's a pretty big but, if this situation worsens, and it's already really, 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 really bad, everything changes. Then whatever a pirate source says doesn't matter. Then the pirate's stance weakens. It's diluted, right? I mean, that would be one of the biggest stories in modern Pittsburgh sports history if this dude asked for a trade a year into his tenure here. I don't think he will.
No.
I don't think he will, but I couldn't help but watch him staring blankly at the field the other night. Could I see something like that happening behind the scenes after the season if they lose 110 games and then have another off season when their big signing is Tommy Pham? Absolutely. I could see that from anybody, and I would understand it from anybody. So I think this story is way on the back burner until the off season or next year, but it's one worth keeping an eye on. But of course a Pirate source is going to say that.
But what,
of course they are.
What irks me about this, about what
and
Heyman
it's true.
Tweeted.
It's true from their side, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. Is that he said, the last sentence, the Pirates remain determined to build around Skeens. How determined are they?
Not very, apparently.
Their words might say that.
Yeah.
Their actions have not indicated that they are at all determined to build around him. They would like to build around him. Determined is a big word.
Yeah.
That's a big word to describe it. What is it? If they're determined, they would have done something more significant to give this guy run support so he doesn't throw a complete game and get nothing out of it, a whole goose egg.
I can't believe that we woke up on another day and Tommy Pham is still on this team. It's mind-blowing to me. All right, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday. It's about that time right now. By the way, did anybody call on flag football? I'm very curious about that, Limits. No? Maybe the interest in flag football needs to ramp up a little bit, yes?
A little bit.
Who would be your starting five?
You just asked me that.
I know, and you never gave me an answer.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Josh Allen would be my quarterback after some deliberation.
Yep.
I would go with Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Saquon Barkley. And my tight end would either be George Kittle or TJ Hawkinson.
You don't need to have a tight end. It's 5-on-5. I would go Lamar Jackson.
You have a lot of center then. then Zach Frazier is
my center.
No, the center
is just a receiver. Zach Frazier? Limits, you need to look up some things about this.
Should Creed Humphrey be my center?
How many... You seem to be fixated on the idea of a center blocking and things
you
like that.
You said it's 5-on-5, but I gave 4 players. That's why I gave a tight end.
Well, yeah, it could be a tight end. Yeah. That could be valuable, but...
A big joke. Like, you think Darnell Washington would be valuable on this team? A 6'7 guy in the red zone?
Yes.
Just park him in the end zone and just throw it to him.
Especially against the Australian team.
Yes.
Or the Austrian team. I'm sorry. It would be you on Darnell Washington.
Yeah, Hawkinson's like 6'5. Could you imagine him against a guy from like France that's like 5'10 just trying to make it through and trying to guard Darnell Washington or Hawkinson?
I would go Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Saquon Barkley, Tyreek Hill, and Ja'Marr Chase. Is that 5 or 6 did I name? Well, I'd have a 6th man. But then you'd have to have a defense. You need cover guys and you need speed. I would have Noah Lyles as my pass rusher. With Usain Bolt also in reserve. Can he still run?
Probably. Maybe not at an Olympic
Maybe
level.
Travis Hunter. In reserve.
Yeah, Hunter would make a lot of sense.
And give me Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Who's the best cover? Who's the best safety in the league? Kyle Hamilton? Who else could we have?
Kyle Hamilton tweeted something about this yesterday that I saw.
It'd be unbelievable limits. But yeah, you have to have a different 5 on defense. Anyway.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton tweeted out a flag of South Korea.
Oh,
he tweeted out. So Kyle Hamilton could be playing for
That's what
South
I'm talking
Korea.
About, man. You best put together your best team because some of these other countries might have surprising ties with players who were born there or who in other ways can get citizenship there. I think Chase Claypool might be the MVP of the gold medal game for Canada. You think
the gold medal game?
Yes.
Chase Claypool might make the ultimate alternate universe flag football team with Artie Burns and Dree Archer and Cordero. They could all be on the same team together.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't mention him with them. He actually had 2 very good years. 1 great year.
Why isn't he still playing in the NFL?
Because he then went south in a big hurry. You know what would definitely happen?
And disappeared.
You know what would definitely happen with the Canadian flag football Olympic team?
What's that?
Music at practice.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
If Chase Claypool's the captain of Team Canada, there will be music. There will not be 1 speaker.
Limits.
Multiple speakers.
Don't underestimate the Canadian team. Chuba Hubbard is going to be on that team.
You're comparing Chuba Palmer. Hubbard and Josh Palmer to Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Barkley.
You're not understanding the concept here. It's like Olympic basketball. I'm not comparing...
Olympic basketball where Anthony Edwards, LeBron, Steph, and those guys win gold because they're better than everyone else.
Barely.
Still, I'm still saying they're going to win.
Right. But it's like Olympic basketball in that there's 5 guys out there. Yeah. If you have 1 good one, you're going to have people that nobody's ever heard of be very competitive against U.S. stars. You just made that argument with the basketball team. Did you watch the Olympics? They barely beat France. And I know they had Wembanyama.
France has a bunch of NBA players, and Wembanyama is a top 10 NBA player.
They barely beat other teams. Those games were competitive.
I just want to see who, country X has a really good player on it, if they do stack up to anybody that the USA puts out there. Like, if Kyle Hamilton is playing defensively, like, for South Korea, who else is around Kyle Hamilton? Because France had some good players on that team. France has some quality NBA players, some guys that have been all-stars.
All right. How about Cam Johnston punting for Australia? Oh, no, there's no punting in the game.
If there was punting in the game,
they have
the
Aussie-style
punters, they would dominate.
They would have 5 punters on the field. Belgium could have Corliss Waitman. He could punt for them if there was only punting. But Canada, seriously, look at this ball club. Chase Brown, Chase Claypool, Chuba Hubbard. Let's see, Josh Palmer could play a little receiver for you. They even have a quarterback, Nathan Rourke.
Oh, yes. I'm sure him against Joe Burrow is a real matchup.
It's a flag football game, which Limits still does not comprehend.
Oh,
it's one 40-minute flag football game.
I'm fully comprehending it. Joe Burrow with great accuracy against this guy?
Joe Burrow would not be your quarterback. You'd want somebody who could run around back there. Plus, you'd want to have the running option.
Fine. Josh Allen.
Why not Lamar? Guess who else plays for Canada?
Who?
Or no, not for Canada. Somewhere. Where was Chooks from? Chooks Okorafor might play for somebody in this limit, so you just use him on the goal line.
My main point in this, and maybe I'm just uninformed, is there are so many players that obviously come from overseas, like the Wembanyamas of the world,
yeah,
the Jokic of the world, Luka, where we get to see their greatness on full display.
Right.
I don't know who those players are for a lot of other countries and stuff like that, other than the ones that you just mentioned.
Well,
because we don't get to. That's the thing. That's why I think the Team USA would just go out there and completely dominate, because the game is not as global as what basketball has become, where now there's international stars.
No, you're right about that.
Now, maybe flag football, if this really picks up and takes off, which I think it will, maybe in about 15, 20 years, there is some football player, and you start to see with like the pathway program.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not going to be all football players. That's another thing that you're not understanding. Is there's going to be Olympic other athletes in this?
I don't see Noah Lyles taking part in this. I don't.
How about for another country? All right, you can ask Chris Curd tomorrow.
He has to compete in his own sport. He has to get ready to run the 100 meter, the 200 meter.
So do these guys. They're leaving training camp. And that's the other thing here, Limits. If you're running an NFL team, do you let Lamar Jackson subject himself to this? I sure as hell don't.
Yeah, I do.
For what purpose? I'm with Chris Sims.
The same purpose that NBA teams let their players go off and play in the Olympics. Do you think the Lakers really want 38-year-old LeBron going overseas and playing 5, 6 games?
Don't you think that's a little more prestigious than flag football?
Well, the NFL is trying to build this thing up to be as prestigious as that.
Well, they can do all they want. I'm with Chris Sims, who said on Pro Football Talk, if I'm an NFL coach or GM and somebody calls me and says, hey, can Tyreek Hill go play flag football during training camp? My answer is a swear word and then no. I think that's the way I would feel.
Grow the game. I feel like the NFL would like that. And also being able to have your stars on the big stage in the Olympics.
I don't think that part means anything. You think the Ravens would revel in Lamar Jackson beating Chris Mueller in a game of flag football?
I think that the Ravens would definitely take it in stride and promote it as, this is our guy that was chosen to be the quarterback.
Yeah, once he survived it and was healthy. Yeah.
Our guy was picked. Like, if Lamar was the main quarterback, QB1, we have the best guy. Our two-time MVP was chosen to represent the country. Yes, the Ravens would definitely take that in stride and run with it.
I don't think they'd let him play in the first place. Why are we arguing about flag football?
I don't know, but a texter just texted in, and Pony is going to come in here and be mad that I said this. Austin is beginning the early stages of Philippinesia with the yelling. Philippinesia.
Random yelling about certain things.
I love Pony's topics when he gets off on a tangent and he just starts going off.
Yeah, so do I.
It's riveting radio.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Weather, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain during the Pirates game. Might want to bring a jacket. High of 70. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And that brings us to Starkey's Card of the Week. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. And that brings us to Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle. We like to call him General Patton. Limits, do you have a guess as to the card of the week, please?
Man, I'm going to say NBA.
I'm going to say Marc-Andre Fleury, who played his final game last week.
That's a great pick. I'm going to go NBA playoffs, and I'm going to say that there is an Anthony Edwards card right now that is out there that might be of some worth.
General, is either one of us right?
Gentlemen, good morning. Appreciate you having me. You're both close. In fact, we'll throw in a Flurry and an Ant card, but we're going to go with Caitlin Clark this week.
Ooh, great pick.
WNBA starting and an underrepresented group on the Starkey's Card of the Week over the years. And Miss Clark went berserk again this weekend. And this one actually comes under the Starkey Loves market research file. Caitlin Clark has changed the hobby. It's interesting. She's been hotter than any male basketball player over the last 18 months. And the cards are, this is really interesting, is they actually have included her in some of the draft products that are all male cards. So they'll throw one of the draft picks from last year on the box, and Caitlin Clark also. So female basketball cards are very hot and led massively by Caitlin Clark. We have more requests for Caitlin Clark than any male basketball player right now.
That is awesome. Unfortunately, last night she had a great game, but they lost.
She did.
General. I was very disappointed.
41 of 44 games on national TV.
It's unbelievable. The numbers when she plays, whether it's attendance. For instance, they have a rematch with Atlanta that just beat them last night. And Atlanta's going to play the game at their main arena in town. I mean, it's going to sell out. It's unreal. Thank you, General.
And that interest is reflected in the card values. So we'll also throw in the other guys in honor of your requests.
Why, thank you, sir. Have a great rest of your week.
Have a great week. Good to see you guys. Thanks.
What a man he is, huh, Limits?
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.